Welcome to Cited. I am your host, Ra Ali. Y'all already know I don't just bring anyone to Cited. We bring culture shifters, the trendsetters, the ones that don't just move with the wave, they create it. And today, we've got a man who has literally DJed his way into the history books, y'all. If you've ever partied at the biggest clubs in Lagos, Miami, London, or Dubai, chances are he was the one controlling the vibe. He's played for everyone from A-list celebrities to global brands like Apple Music and BET. He's held down festival stages, exclusive VIP events, and even personal parties for some of the biggest names in the music industry. He's a pioneer. He is a hustler and a major player in pushing Afrobeats to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the one and only DJ Obi.
Amazing. I need that as an intro to all my gigs. Oh, listen, production, I need that. Give me that. That's amazing. Thank you for having
You're
me.
You're welcome. It is the truth. We are so Thanks. Happy to have you here.
Thank you.
I had the pleasure of attending Obi's house in Lagos, but you were busy moving and shaking.
Nah, on tour.
Yes.
How was that? How was
it? It was so much fun. The amazing. Vibe was amazing. You know what it felt like, you guys? It felt like when you're walking into a music video and the cameras are on, the lights
that,
are
that
on.
That belly shot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel you.
Yes. That's exactly what I felt. I'm like, this is it. This is exciting. It felt amazing.
Dope.
The people, the energy, the music. The atmosphere, it was just raw and it just felt great. It made you proud to be Black.
To be Black doing that in Africa, in Nigeria. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm really happy to have you here.
I'm excited.
It is a pleasure to sit down and talk with you and give people, whoever doesn't already know who you are, an opportunity to get a little bit of a deeper dive into exactly who Obi is. So
right,
I'm going to ask you a couple questions if you're
ready for it.
If you're okay
with it. I
got
you. Let's talk about it.
All right. So you're known as one of the hardest working DJs in the game. But I want you to take us back before the world knew DJ Obi. Who were you?
Obi was that quiet kid in the corner, you know, still in the popping places. Because if you take it back history, my dad, Dr. Olivier Ajonoma, who's late now, was like the Larry King of Nigeria.
Really?
Yeah, he was like the male Oprah Winfrey, if I should say. You know, like, he was on TV 7 days a week, on the radio 2 days of the week, you know, so.
Discussing what?
Discussing insurance business, discussing politics, discussing entertainment business. So a lot of the artists that are big now or, you know, were big from that time, I got to meet them as a young child.
Wow.
I was in the studio and the radio station when he did take us to work with him to see those things. So that's where the passion started out, you know, watching him do what he does and watching him do it with so much fun. It's like, yeah, I want to do that, you
yeah.
know. So, and that was how I grew up, you know, listening to his stuff. We always were involved as well. So we'll do like the VTR stuff in the back, recording him some clips to say, okay, this is what's popping right now. This is what's trending. You should show this on your entertainment segment or talk about this issue. You know, back then it was, you know, fan mail and pen pal stuff. So a lot of people used to write in for him to voice out their opinions. He was the voice of the people back then, you know. So it was interesting as a child watching him grow up. And I definitely knew that was what I wanted to do. So growing up, I somehow, some way stayed on that path, you know, even through to college. I started DJing in 2005. So that makes it 20 years this year in December. We have to throw a party in Lagos.
Yeah, so, I would love to.
So, yeah, man, that's how everything started out, you know, just watching him do what he does and deciding that I can make something of this for myself, you know. And,
nice.
You know, arch out my own way as well, carve out my own way.
So you said your dad passed on?
He did. He's passed in 2012. There was a tragic plane crash in Nigeria that like shook the whole country and he was on that plane. So
no way. Wow.
Yeah.
My sincere condolences.
Right. Thank you.
But I'm sure he is very, very proud of you.
I'm sure.
Very proud of you. Mom?
Mom is still kicking, still alive. She's here in the States, actually. She lives in Boston.
Really?
So, yeah, we check in every
What does
now
Mom
and then.
Think about your career?
She's proud. You know, uh-huh. She hears it in church. She hears about it in church. Oh, Obi was at this place this weekend. Oh, see him on YouTube and stuff like that.
Really?
So, yeah,
is she kind of like removed from it? Like the moms
A little
are?
Bit. So, you know, it has to come to her attention. Her friend's kids have to say, oh, my cousins, or, you know, she catches it online somewhere. Right. Like, oh,
there you know, goes. Moms are like, you ain't nobody. I'll still whoop you your feel behind. Me?
So sometimes when she's calling, she's like, listen, you're not talking to one of your your whole girls. This is mom, you know? So, yeah, it's amazing. She's proud.
Did you get spankings when you were growing up?
I was very, very naughty. I'm a very I'm a very inquisitive person, very curious. So okay. I was one of those that like to find out why is the silver, is there black in it, you know? So I was breaking a lot of stuff.
Getting your butt whooped?
All the time. Punishment, all of that. You know, I was just very inquisitive. Sometimes I think about it, I'm like, man, I don't know how I survived. I could have died a long time ago.
Right, doing the stuff that you're doing.
Doing the stuff, just, you know, for instance, when I started DJing, right, my dad was on it because he was in the entertainment industry, but after a while, he was a very strong Christian. So after a while, I was like, I don't think you should do this anymore. And I had to go into hiding. I had to go into, like, ghost mode.
Wow.
To, like, do gigs and stuff. So I would travel to London.
Right.
I'd go to, like, country.
Because he would have heard about it, right?
He definitely heard about it, but it was just always, like, you know, 007 type of move where I'm, like, trying to do the gig real quick and come back to class. On Monday, I'm out for the weekend type. So it was,
wow, that
it was
you were hustling.
I was
early,
very early.
Were they paying back then, or were they just giving you the experience, which is always great as well?
I mean, I always try to get money for my time, no matter how small it was.
Absolutely.
I always liked, that was one of the things he taught me, to always account for my time. So truthfully, when you do stuff like what we do, you were doing it passionately. But that check that comes along with it is to pay for my time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, no matter how small it was, I was getting paid.
Something.
Very few gigs, obviously, were for the exposure, you know, for the homeboy,
so
that type of thing.
So your first ever, I don't want to say substantial, it doesn't have to be, but your first check that you valued, what was that and what did it feel like?
It's funny. I want to say like $200.
Really?
But
yes,
I'm just like, yo, I can do something with this. You know, this is worth it.
And you remember it, right?
Oh, it was actually my first gig too. It was a house party, and it wasn't even like a actual payment because it was my friend's graduation party. But he was just like, yo, thanks for what you did. Like, my party was dope. So just hold on to this.
That was nice of him to give $200
shout
back
out to
then.
Smitty.
Shout out to Smitty, okay?
Yeah.
Because a lot of friends would have just been like, thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro. You know, but no, he paid. He said thank you. And then from there, he actually referred me to other people that were graduating that summer. So, like.
And so you continued on.
I did. And from there, so it was graduation party into college parties, because then it's like, oh, I saw you at this person's graduation. Can you come do this college party? I'm the president of the African Student Association, and I want, you know, an African DJ. So very early was I, you know, put it in on for Afrobeats at the time where it was nothing. It was literally just small sects of, like, African people trying to, you know, stay close to home by listening to the music and getting a fresh or an authentic experience.
Wow, that's so interesting. So have you had any other jobs besides that? Because it sounds like you started that early.
Yes, but I was juggling the mall jobs.
Those miscellaneous things.
I did all of that. The last job I had before I definitely shut it down was at a bank. But I was still in school, but I worked as a business accounts manager.
So you're good with numbers as well?
A little bit.
Okay.
So I did that, but the DJing was paying more than that. And I was showing up late for work because... The night before, I'll be at a gig, and then I have to drag myself back to work at 8 a.m. So sometimes I show up at 9, and it's like, no, you can't do
that. You cannot do that.
Yeah, and the manager at that time was my friend.
Oh, so you were really trying.
So he was like, listen, bro, I'm not trying to fire you. So you got to decide, like, do you want to DJ or do you want to do the job? And I wasn't necessarily going to school for banking. I was in school for communications major with concentration in print and broadcast media, so something like this pretty much. So I knew I didn't want to stay in the bank, but even with that, the money from DJing and the passion was heavy, you know, so I definitely knew just to peace out before I got fired and was stuck with DJing.
Nice. So you still walked away with your head up.
I did.
All right, so tell me, what was that pivotal moment when you were like, I know you're humble, but when you were like, I'm the
the shit.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
I've had a few of those moments, actually. from way back then. It was when we used to have this award show, Nigerian Entertainment Awards, and the year that I won World Best DJ was like it was very rewarding, because the support I got from friends and even just strangers to vote for me for that award and winning it, it was like, there's something here. I can take this everywhere, because the title was World's Best DJ, even if it was within the Nigerian community back then. But it was very encouraging to win that. The after party was big, because I was like, yeah, Obi won it, so the party's going to be crazy. So everybody wanted to come to the after party, you know, so it was just like, wow.
What year was that?
This was 2011.
So it was a prime time. It was after recession a couple years. Everybody's ready to have a good time.
Exactly. So, you know, it was very encouraging. It gave me like a glimpse of what this could be, you know. And I think that was one of the moments where I was like, yeah, I need to keep doing this versus looking for a career path in a 9-to-5 type job.
Right, yeah. Right.
I wanted to definitely control my schedule so that I could move around. I love traveling, so... Yes. I felt like once I had that award, I felt like I could take it.
You can move around. And you do move around a lot, which is great, which is wonderful. See the world.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about the Guinness World Record.
The craziest.
240 hours straight.
No sleep.
You woke up that morning, right? And you decided, this is what I'm going to do. Make us understand how this happened.
Take you down the process.
Please.
Okay, so I just moved back to Nigeria in 2012 after the tragic passing of my dad. And between 2012 and I did the world record in 2016, between that time, I was finding it very hard to, like, you know, find my footing at home. And it's home base. So I'm like, what is not clicking? Because what used to happen back in the day is I would come for December. As everybody knows, Dirty December, I would be one of those people to come back home. I'd have gigs booked back to back, you know. Busy. But when it came time to move to Nigeria and live there, it was shaky, you know. And obviously there are a lot of DJs in Nigeria that came before me. So I was still trying to find what my niche was.
And I don't mean to interrupt you.
No worries.
When you said you came back, where were you living when you
I was in the States. I was
what
in the
state?
States. So I was in Boston. I was in
Boston.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, okay.
I was in Massachusetts.
I wanted to know what the vibe was where you were. That's why
yeah,
I asked.
Yeah, Boston.
That.
I mean, if you
boring.
Know.
Boring.
Yeah.
No.
I was looking for a better way to say it. I was looking for a cool way to say it. But yeah,
Boston, college, you know, we love you and all, but
city.
Y'all know it's a snooze fest. It's okay.
Not all the time. Because then if you went to school out there, the college parties were popping more than
oh,
the
yeah?
clubs. Yeah.
Okay.
The college parties were popping. So yeah,
I'll go visit a college party. You
not,
guys
not
send
anymore.
Me an invite.
Not anymore.
It's okay, just, okay.
So Obi's not there anymore. So
snooze fest again.
But yeah, okay. I come back and forth from Boston every December. And then when I moved back, I was really looking for my thing. Like, how do I let Nigerians know that I'm here? You know, every time my manager at the time would look for gigs and it'll be like, oh, I don't know him. Or it'll be, oh, no, my homeboy. I already gave it to my homeboy that I know. And it's like, where's my own homeboy in the top management level that can sign me off on stuff? So I needed to think fast. And I went for like a PR conference where they talked about a very famous DJ, South African DJ named Black Coffee. And apparently Black Coffee had attempted to do 4 days. Yeah. And I was like, wait, hold up. Is this a thing? Literally pulled up my phone at the conference, Googled it. Saw it was a thing. It's like, what? Went on the Guinness website. So that I needed to fill out a form, and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to deal with this when I get home. When I got home, did my research, and I was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And you did it.
And I did it. That was it. I was like, I'd already done it at that point. It was now just time to execute it. So I discussed it with my family, discussed it with my manager, and everybody's like, yeah. None of us thought about how crazy it was going to be.
but literally, you stayed on.
On it. You know, I had to work out. I had to eat healthy leading up to that point. I had to look for some sponsors as well. And yeah, we did it.
Do you eat? How does it work?
When I started, so the rules are you get to do any and everything behind the DJ booth as long as you stay awake and as long as you keep playing.
Right.
So think about it.
You're using the bathroom.
Anything.
You're eating.
Anything. You'd have to be behind the decks. But there's breaks. There's you get 2 hours after every, what was it? No, yeah, 20 minutes after every 4 hours. There we go.
That's
nothing. And then you could pile up the break time if you wanted to, like, build it up. But it's really just 2 hours and 24 hours if you do the math. So the first 2 days, I tried to do that, but I gassed out quick.
No sleep.
I gassed out quick. So I had to stick to the 20 minutes after every 4 hours to keep going. And yeah, by the fourth day, it got real, very real, real quick.
Tell me.
It got very difficult. I started hallucinating. Yeah, I started hallucinating. I couldn't recognize anybody. God. I couldn't recognize family. I couldn't recognize friends.
You are kidding me.
Yeah, I lost a lot of friends from that because they thought I was bullshit. I don't even know what the word is because obviously I was out of my mind, but
yeah.
they just thought I was being different with them or being brand new.
Please, they should try staying up for
exactly,
4 days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, we pushed through and we did 230 actually. 240, 200 hours was the previous record. So we broke that and set the record for 230.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No oh sleep. My God! I can't even imagine. I'm after 4 hours or something. I'm like, I'm ready to go take a nap and relax and wind down.
Yeah.
And you know, an 8-hour shift takes people out.
But you see, that's what passion does. Passion would push you to the limit that you didn't think you had.
Right?
You feel me? Because all I knew was by the end of this, I do not want to hear who is DJ Obi. If you don't know me after this,
right.
That's on you.
Right.
I almost died.
Right.
So if you don't know me after this, listen, you are not the guy I need to be talking
exactly.
to. You feel me? So that
exactly.
was it. And I was really only trying to do that for Nigeria because I was trying to focus on Nigeria. And even when I was trying to do the world record, they let me know it's not regional. It has to be a world record. So I was like, okay. So anybody in the world that is not hip to this, then that's on you. Check,
right.
check the world record.
And tell me one more time. You said it already, but what year was this?
2016. So I did June 22nd to July 2nd, 10 days.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Standing. You are a dedicated, focused person. This is the person that you want to do, like, Survivor with.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because like, when I get in that mode, like, it's go time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, strategy, all of that. Like,
oh, man. I have to be honest. Like, that is a really big deal. I can't downplay it. And I wouldn't have survived the first 24 hours.
But you don't know.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. And there's things that I'm passionate about that I know I still couldn't have survived it because it takes a lot.
I did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have to give you your flowers for that. I don't care
how
long, how many years, until someone beats your record, which it won't happen.
I mean, people have tried.
I didn't
follow up to see if they completed it, but people
failed.
Have tried.
Kia, yeah. Did you check? Okay.
Right.
I'm sure
tried.
They didn't
people
do it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, commending you on that. That was amazing.
Thank you. I mean, that was a way to, like I said, break my brand into Nigeria. And it was a way to also, I feel like, teach a lot of the younger DJs about passion and
yes.
like, being dedicated to what you want to do.
Yes, yes. I know that was something else.
It was a big block party.
Did you sleep a long time after? Don't tell me you continued to party. Do not tell me that.
So after that, it was a little medical emergency to end it.
Uh-huh.
But after that, I had to go to the hospital to get checked. Everything was all right, but they let me sleep. I slept 12 hours straight, but they had to wake me up because apparently, and I found this out after the fact, but apparently when you do something like that and you go to sleep, if they don't wake you up, your body can go into complete rest. So you won't know, you just pass in your sleep because your body needs to rest and you might just...
You are kidding me.
Yeah, but I found that if I knew that before...
You wouldn't have slept well.
I probably wouldn't have done it. Because I'm like, oh no, this is suicidal, you know what I mean? But yeah, I found out after the fact.
I feel like I wouldn't have been able to sleep well. I would have been like, y'all waking me up? Y'all waking me up? Don't let me sleep.
Don't let me sleep.
Yeah, give me... Like, I need y'all. First of all, I need to be hooked up.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything was hooked up. They kept checking.
Was
on
your
me.
Mom there?
My family was, my siblings were there.
No, okay, your siblings and family, because I don't trust, I'm not sure. I don't know if the nurse was, is leaving out the room. Y'all make sure I'm breathing,
it was
okay?
It was a great doctor. I still use him to today, Dr. Andrew. So shout out to Dr. Andrew.
Shout out to Dr. Andrew.
They checked on me and everything. So yeah, I had to wake up after 12 hours because they're like, yeah, you sit up. So they woke me up and had me sit up so I can, you know, check my vitals and everything. And I was like, he's good. But after that, I went to the after party. We had to celebrate.
Were you feeling back like yourself at least after this 12 hours?
At least, yeah, a little bit. I still needed rest after that, but to some extent, it was like at least 50%.
Okay. You know? Yeah. I know that party was turned
up. It was. Everyone was happy. You know, it turned into something like a national pride, honestly. You know, I was getting different kind of calls from a lot of the dignitaries. I got, you know, the Director General of Tourism at the time even donated some stuff, and it was really good. It was
nice.
Felt good, yeah. As at that time, the PR and rep of Nigeria wasn't the cleanest, but that something like that helped to just bring joy to people's
absolutely
minds.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like the strength of a black man, honey.
Pushing it.
Okay. Yeah. Ain't nothing
so
like the strength. Okay. All right. So Afrobeats is global now, but DJs have always been a major part of pushing new music as a whole. Do you think that DJs get enough credit for that?
Definitely not. But we're working our way up there, you know, with the respect to DJ slogan and stuff like that. I feel like we're the essential workers of the music industry and the nightlife space. So we don't necessarily get the thank yous that we deserve, but we have to keep doing it and, you know, keep pushing. Honestly, I feel like the DJs did the work before the artists. And a lot of people argue about that, but it's cool. The DJs, and especially traveling DJs like myself, took Afrobeats to every city, every party that I traveled to, every wedding reception I had to do, every, you know, out of the country club gig in any city. I would always, you know, at that time sneak in a few Afrobeat tracks to introduce it, to say this is what makes me different. Mm-hmm. From the next DJ that's playing, you know, on the same bill. So I feel like as the genre is growing, the artists are getting the shine right now, but the DJs are going to keep it alive.
Absolutely, because if you guys are not playing it, exactly, it kind of fades out, and that's a real thing.
But we're going to keep it alive.
So what would you say is the difference between the DJs versus the TikTok trends and that whole algorithm?
We're keeping the music alive. I mean, TikTok can be
streaming
done.
Streaming and all that.
TikTok can be done tomorrow. We'll still be here. TikTok has been threatened, you know, and everybody was going crazy. But DJs, we're still here. We just need two turntables and a mic and the mixer, and we can keep it going. So outside of whatever is trending, we're like the real life influencers of the music, because we are doing the work of playing the music, of creating and curating experiences for people to understand the music. I think that's the best form to introducing music and having people experience it is one of the ways it will stick. You feel me? So if you want to hear good music, it's cool to hear it from the radio or from social media. But when you experience it at a party with a great DJ that knows how to mix it right, it sticks.
Right, yeah. Right. So what would you say, being a universal DJ that has played in the US and Europe, what's the difference in the vibe in these places? Mm. And
everybody has
who parties the hardest, honestly?
Nobody parties like Nigerians. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now. Wherever we are, we're known. If, you know, when there's a Nigerian in the club, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, right.
So nobody parties hard like us. But every city has a different experience when it comes to, you know, maybe style for fashion or the type of music they like. What time the club closes, the drinks, you know, that type of stuff. For us back home, we
all night long.
Yeah. We go till, we like to say we close when the last customer leaves. So
yes.
If that last customer is still popping
at
bottles
10 o'clock
at 10
in
o'clock,
the morning,
then,
it's still open.
It's still open.
I found that to be so interesting.
Yeah.
So I'd have dinner while I was in Lagos, and you know, I'm ready to go now to the party because we've had dinner. Now we go so we can get back home at 2:30. That's a joke.
That is a joke. You see the reaction?
Yes. The parties
just leaving the house.
Start at 2.
At 2, yeah.
And people say that, like, oh, the party doesn't get lit until 2. No. The doors are opening in some of your places at 2.
At 2. And there's a club out there called 245,
which is now 255, isn't it? Because they've changed owners. I don't know if you've been back. The day, no, the day that I was there to host, right. They said they've parted ways. The club is no longer called 245. There's
really?
There's a new promoter, and it is now called 255 Sip.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is crazy. I just left that year. How did you guys switch up?
Yes, the same day. So we're going that night, and they're like, no, it doesn't. It's not open yet. That's not even what it is anymore.
Wow.
So you would need basically a break. Yeah, they've parted ways. Yeah, check the IG. It's not
there anymore. I'm going to check it. But yeah, there's spots like that. Mm-hmm. And then you have the pregame spots for like dinner. You go pregame or dinner, nice dinner spot. Start your drinks out there, and then you can go to the club from there. You can go to another lounge, so that's how we party in Nigeria.
And then after that, there's an after party.
Sometimes it's not necessarily an after party. It's just going to the next one because they're all open. The clubs are open, so,
insane. I'm like, oh, my God. No one seems tired. There's no one yawning.
Nope. When you're out, you're out the whole night, except, if you, like you said, if you want to do dinner and then go home, then you know to go home.
That's
after
the best
that.
Thing to do.
But
have dinner. This is just some advice for my...
From your experience?
Yes. There you go. Have dinner, go home, take a nap.
And then
come back out.
Yes.
So that now you're able to keep up with the people because they're not playing any games.
Exactly.
I have a video. I'm going to show you this video really fast. I'm going to also give it to you guys so the folks on the screen can see it. Let me show you me at 4.
4 a.m.?
Yes, that's let me early. Show you. Here it is. Look at this.
Listen, this is some nights, and even in this, you take what is called a disco nap, and you wake up and go. Because sometimes with this, you drag too much.
Remind me to show you this, you guys. Remind me, like, completely sleeping in the club, and it was so alive. It was so alive.
You can do that real quick, and in 20 minutes, you're back charged.
I think I was done.
You're done at that point?
Yes, I said to my girlfriends, I said, you know, you can't have me walking out, looking crazy, let's just walk with our heads up. Let's walk with our heads up
so
and let's get into it.
People do that and still go to the next spot and still go to the next spot and the other spot.
So I give you that. I will say that no one parties like Nigerians, for sure.
For real.
For sure.
We do that then. And I'll say like in the UK or in the US, obviously you guys have strict closing time. Sometimes the clubs close at
4.
Some cities 2, Boston 2 o'clock. And then some cities 4 o'clock, some cities 6. But
definitely not all night long until the next morning.
I mean,
yeah, we don't have
what's
that.
What's it out here in Miami that goes till 10? Space or Ultra or something like that? I can't remember the name.
Maybe a strip club? I don't know about it.
No, but it's
club.
More EDM vibe. So it goes
like
till
a techno
like,
type
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it goes to like 10 a.m.
Yeah, they ain't letting the black people. So some artists say that DJs have too much power. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know about too much. We have the power.
Okay.
We're the life of the party.
Okay.
If they want to debate it while they're singing, I just hit the pause button. Yeah, go ahead, do it.
So you
didn't
do it yourself. Make yourself hot yourself.
Do it. You know what I mean? But even outside of that, in terms of breaking new music, in terms of, taking the music everywhere, I feel like, I wouldn't call it too much power. I would just say that we do have the power to decide that, yes, this artist is going to be big, or not even necessarily decide, but it's like we're a part of that journey.
Right.
We're a co-sign on your way up to say, yeah, you got it. Keep going.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So I want to know this. This is a personal interest that I have. I want to know, is there a Afrobeats song that you helped break before everyone knew it was hot? You knew it was hot?
A lot. Numerous. I can't think. A lot. I've been DJing. I've been in this for a while. So even like when I was on the state side, I'd get the tracks. Hey, yo, Obi on that side, help me push this track and help me push that track. And they come back and say, yo, we got feedback from the party you played. Amazing. For one, when Ruga, actually, that's the one that comes to mind, was starting out, mm-hmm. Obi's House was the first place, if not one of the first places he came to, where we literally started breaking his music before he got introduced as an artist, before the EP dropped. You know, we started playing around with it at Obi's House, and it was that was something that was refreshing to watch, actually, because from that, you know, he went from the guy that was hanging out with us at Obi's House to now, oh, we have to book an appointment, or we have to book him, yes. Or, you know. And thankfully for us at Obi's House, a lot of the artists stay humble with us, so they always come back. They would always come back to party with us. They would always come back to even just, like, hang out with us on the stage and stuff like that. So, yeah, we've broken quite a few tracks. Okay. Yeah, but Ruga is one that stands out.
So just for the record, if there are any artists, you should know this is probably the man that you need to link up with, okay?
Yes, and there's a way to it. You gotta
please
come.
Tell them the way.
You gotta come first. You know, a lot of people always just put the money up. They put the money first, or they're waiting for a booking. They're waiting for, you know, someone to say, take this amount and come to Nigeria or Africa in general. But if you're truly passionate about breaking it in the music industry in Nigeria and Africa in general, you have to first come and experience it, kind of like what you've done. Mm-hmm. Come home, experience it by yourself, buy your plane ticket, you know, come out to the clubs, meet people, because Africans like to relate with you mm-hmm. before they start, you know, funding your business type mm-hmm. thing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And have a very organic and genuine connection before you start begging. But come with your dollars, okay?
Come
with your dollars. Because
you're going to ball
out.
Business. You're going to ball out. You're going to come and meet people, but nobody's working for free.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you want to be big, you're going to have to work with the right people, and they like to get paid as well.
Absolutely. Everybody does. It's just a way of life. It's
simply
business. I want to know this question as well. Being that the nightlife is so wild and it's so crazy when you are in Lagos, but in general, I can imagine you're still in the nightlife regardless.
Yes.
How do you balance that, you know, being a celebrity, a club owner, and being on the move? How do you balance that to keep a stable and sane mind?
I plug in and I unplug. So when it's time for me to do work, I plug into work fully. Whatever I have to do, I like to listen to music, get a good workout in, you know, check what's going on, what's hot, what's not, you know, go through my music, maybe talk with a few of my team, you know, see what's happening. I just plug in. And after that, I'm one of those DJs that drives home with no, I don't want to hear anything after the gig. I've heard all the music I need to hear. I don't need to hear anything after, especially if it's immediately after the gig, unless it's like a nice R&B, something soft, something that can calm me down, you know. But yeah, that's how I balance it. When I'm in it, I'm fully in it. But when it's time to unplug, I'm out.
Like, and I have to make a joke, then it has to be that you're just alone, because women, we don't stop talking, they say. So
especially after the shots.
You got to go home alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely driving on, like, no comments. I mean, sometimes, you know, I have people with me in the car and, like, we'll recap the night and all of that. But even in that moment, if everyone is talking and I just want to unplug, I'd maybe just... fake sleep.
Until you get
in. Fake sleep until we get home, you know, something like that. And then, or when we go out to eat after the club or after the event, you know, I can decide to leave everyone there, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
What's the worst song request that you've ever gotten?
I had a lot of bad requests, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I had to think about it. Actually, I remember London.
Uh-huh.
I was at a club playing, going in. And I was playing a Femi Kuti track. It's like, it's called Sorry Sorry, but it was like the remix where there's like an instrumental, but like Afrobeat drumline where people that know Afrobeat are feeling it, are dancing, and someone dances up to the DJ booth and he's like, can you play any Afrobeats when you're ready? And I'm looking at him like, what do you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I stared at him till he walked away because I'm like, like, this is... And you have to understand what's happening right now. This is Femi Kuti, Fela's son.
Right.
Like, it doesn't get more Afrobeats than this.
Yes.
So you're clearly new to Afrobeats if you're asking me for Afrobeats, because this is where everybody...
You said you stared at him until he walked away.
I stared at him until he walked away. Because I just look, because, you know, if you're familiar with the Kutis and how they play, the instrumental can go on for a little bit, but this one is a little, you know, it's a dance moment. It's for, like, we have this chant that they do at the, that Femi does at the shrine, which is ra 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 ra. You know, everybody does that. We put our hands in the air, we're dancing.
Oh, teach me.
So for him, I'll teach you, don't worry.
Okay, okay.
And for him to come at that moment.
Of the, all times.
He could have asked for a particular song, but he said, can you play some Afro beats?
Completely unaware of what's
going
on. Yeah,
bro, you're not at the right party.
That is hilarious.
You're definitely new to Afrobeat, so maybe he was looking for something more recent. But that was a segue for me to go from another song to something more recent. So, and it was also a way to just tap in with the real Afrobeat lovers in at the party
versus
at that
the
time.
Surface.
Exactly, yeah. And he snitched on himself.
Yeah, he's a commercial
Very commercial.
I remember one time. I'm guilty of this. I remember asking a DJ to play Uncle Luke's Duda Brown. And the DJ did to me what you did to that man.
Stop playing.
He's like, what? And like, what made, because I did this for a long time because that used to be like my era of like, you know what I mean? That was what a time to be alive.
Golden age.
Yes. Yes. And I remember one time Uncle Luke was hosting a party. And I'm like, yeah, no one loves his music from that era like me. We're going to have a good time. I said to him, you know, Rick, tell them to play Doodle Brown. He said to me, nobody want to hear that. I couldn't believe him, the audacity. I was just like, you know what? No problem.
Did that documentary come out? I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't see it. I don't think they finished it. I think a lot of cases would be...
Listen.
Like,
I want to see it.
I want to see it, too. I wish I could have been there. My mother was not having that. My parents, absolutely not. They were not having it.
Think of all the people that are, like, somebody right now, but... Back
was
then,
there.
You know what I mean? They didn't think there
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and now you have to worry about being charged. You can't even just have fun. Everything turns into something else. So let's just keep it under the... If you was there, you were there.
You were there.
What a time to be alive, and that's it. Can't even document anything.
I would have loved to see that. I really wanted to see it. Because, you know, a lot of parents were there.
Yes.
And then they're not telling
now
their kids
grown.
Not to party. And
yes.
It's like, no, you were at freaking. You can't tell me not to party.
Too funny.
Crazy.
All right, tell me one thing that DJs do that you cannot stand. Like, why do you guys do this?
I'd like to back home to tell the DJs about something that I call the art of the opening set. If you're an opening DJ, don't play all the hits, man. The club is empty. Feel me? People are still getting their drinks. People are still trying to figure out where they're going to sit, what they're going to do. How they gonna get their friends in.
This is a great point.
And you're slamming all the hits. For what? You spoil it for the headlining DJ or you spoil the experience for whoever is coming on after you because you've played everything and that person that came early enough to the party has heard it. So now the next DJ is gonna come and play and they're like, oh, no, they're repeating tracks.
Already.
Yeah, but you know, it's an art of the opening set because you're supposed to loosen everybody up, you know, you're the introduction to the party. So to me, that's even one of the like best sets to have because you can explore your music library and play everything else except for what's hot because then you can leave it for whoever the headlining DJ is.
That's a great point you're making.
But yeah,
it's
but
an
sometimes
art.
You come in and like they've played everything.
Right.
And then now I have to play like I'm the opening DJ and like go back, and which is not a problem. I don't mind digging in the crates and everything, but that could have been your job. And they get shocked when a seasoned DJ comes to do that and the crowd still reacts to it. It's like, oh, but you're not even playing anything recent. As a DJ, just come and play music. Don't worry about what is hot. You're playing it means it's hot.
It
can be from way back. Like you said, truthfully, if you requested an Uncle Luke from me, I always try to look for a way to squeeze it in because then you get to take people down memory lane.
Yeah.
Real quick, just like, remember this time, you know what I mean? And then come back to whatever is recent.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's an art. But if you don't have the skills,
if you don't have the confidence, because sometimes you have the skills, you have the music, but they're scared to do that at the beginning of the party. But that is actually when it should be done versus when everybody is there, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's nothing worse than when you go to a party and a DJ doesn't get the way, the flow of the music, the sequence. Then they're jumping from this and jumping to that, going from the 90s to 2024, back to the 80s. And you're like, what is going on?
Do it creatively.
Right.
Create a transition. Right. You know what I mean? Do wordplay, something. Just do it, because there's nothing wrong with, you know, going back real quick. It's just real quick. it's just real quick.
Yeah.
Take it back for like a few songs, 2 to 3 to 4 maybe, and then come back to the party.
Do you create playlists before you go? Okay.
Before I start the party or before I go, it depends, actually. It depends on the type of event.
Okay.
Usually for club gigs, I don't. I just freestyle it and go based off of the vibe of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like a wedding or like a very private party, smaller events, I like to curate it so that I can give the best experience possible.
Right, right. DJs absolutely set the tone for how everyone is feeling.
Yeah.
A very powerful position to have in the world.
It is. For the parties and stuff like that, it is. Because think about it. I can create a moment the next time we're partying together, I can create a moment with Uncle Luke. And we look at each other and it's like, Obi got it.
Yes.
That's our moment.
Yes, with the music.
So you can do that with everybody in there, because you definitely have multiple friends in the party.
Yeah.
So you could create moments.
And I know
they
go crazy. They go crazy because they feel also seen.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like the DJ knows me.
Yeah. You feel me? Yeah.
Outside of a shout out, you can use the music, you know, you can use the music to shout out your ex if she's in the party. Yeah. If she's in the party with the new boyfriend, he's like, let me play our little,
My God.
let me play what we used to like real quick. Let me see how you hung up on our song, you know? Throw that in there, like, she's gonna talk about this in the car. Don't worry.
I did my thing. And you know they're texting like, girl, do you know Obi is playing our song? He's trying to be funny. You know he still want me, girl. You know he still want me.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
That's the kind of power the DJ has.
Yeah, so you know the girls in that group chat, they're going to talk about it. That's really funny. It's really entertaining. So tell me, what's next for you? What's next? You have to tell us.
It's a lot.
Tell us.
So you see, the thing with consistency, right? Consistency, when you keep going, it will get boring at some point. But when you can push past that, it's almost like the gym. When you can push past that point of being bored of, you know, going every day and working out, being in pain and asking yourself, when do I see my first six pack? When is it going to start? When are the ab lines coming out? You know, when you do all of that, eventually it just sends you on a journey. And that's literally my life right now. So like, I'm touring with Obi's House. I'm starting to put out music. It's a lot. And just breaking new markets. I just started a residency in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure out how, you know, fly back and forth with that, but I'm there for the month of March, you know, so there's a lot going on. Looking to do more with music. I signed to Rock Nation.
Amazing.
Shout out to my Rock Nation
Congratulations.
Family. Thank you.
Well, you know, that's a big deal.
It is. Yes. It is. So we're going to, you know, conquer Africa pretty much and bring Africa to the rest of the world musically. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
Well, that's a big deal.
It is.
That's a very big deal.
It is. And then from back home in December, we're trying to prepare for December. So we need to expand the space. So the space you saw when you went is definitely going to change by this December. So I have to think up how I want it to look.
The layout and everything.
The layout and everything. So we're juggling a lot, but nothing is impossible. That's just the mindset I operate with. If you get a no, it's a no for right now. It can be a yes the next day or 2 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. So you just have to keep going. You have to keep pushing.
Something I was interested in knowing that I didn't come across in my snooping was, will you put out an album with the artist?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's now what we're going to do under the Rock Nation umbrella. And like I said, bring Africa to the rest of the world. So create a collaborative album where we can showcase the sounds of Afrobeats in different genres, because Afrobeats is one big one, but there's different subgenres in that. So I want to, you know, diversify. I don't want to be the DJ that's just putting out party tracks. I actually want to just put out good music. I want to put out good party music, but also good listening music, because there's so many artists that come up to us at Obi's House. We do brand new music every Monday. We try to showcase artists. So I also want to focus on that while still collaborating with the bigger artists. You feel me? So and at some point even bring the two in the same studio so we can do, you know,
that's
create
gonna
magic.
Be a really big deal.
It is.
You have to do a wonderful press tour to let people know.
How it's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's to let them know when it's available, when it's coming. Sometimes people don't announce things loud enough and it gets kind of missed. I don't want that.
In my case, it's usually a situation where there's so much going on. Like even with Obi's house right now, we're still announcing Monday nights every Monday in Nigeria, but we now have to announce every other city at the same time. So sometimes it's just too much information and it gets lost in the mix.
Yeah.
So you have to keep, like you said, keep announcing, keep highlighting it so people know that it's happening. So even with that busyness going on, I still have to figure out a way to talk about brand new music, talk about brand new artists, talk about what's coming out, talk about who I'm collaborating with.
Sounds like a lot of content needs to be created.
A lot.
Constantly.
As we speak, there's a backlog, but we'll get through it.
I'm sure.
We'll get through it eventually, yeah.
I think Jay says sometimes just click on the live and don't even overthink it and just talk to the people, connect with them and let them know because they love you and they're looking for you.
So that's a sign because my team just said that to me. It's like, yeah, just put it on and like make it a thing. I used to be on live a lot. Obi's house actually started on Instagram live during COVID. Yeah.
Don't say it because let me tell you why.
What?
Because I wanted to ask you a question on camera. And I'm like, are you about to say this?
Okay, go ahead.
So let me tell you what I wanted to do. So this is really happening, you guys, in real time, you guys. I wanted to do a DJ set because, you know, I'm a personality.
Yeah.
With you from On-Site Africa. And I wanted you to do like a insane Afrobeats, like 15-minute set. But because I have a big audience, like tune in for this Afrobeat set with DJ Obi, and I wanted you to make it like a Versus.
Let's do
but
it.
But not against anyone.
But just
you.
Afrobeats. Yeah.
So have you done that already?
Well, not in that fashion, not in that style. So we can definitely do that. But
okay.
Instagram Live, yeah, we can go live. We can do that. 15 minutes is too short.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like, that's a long
15
girl.
Minutes can be four songs, depending on what you're playing. Or, I mean, truthfully, it depends on the DJ style. So I like to let music play at least, you know, till about the second chorus or before that. But if you just wanted, like, quick 30-second mixes, yeah, that could happen in 15 minutes.
I thought it would be epic, and I would just, you know, say my 1-2 intro you, and I just had this idea of it. I want the stage to be, not literally a stage, but the tone. To just feel, like, Black pride, like
let's
just
do
to
it.
Be, yeah.
I'm down. Let's
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, I would love that. That sounds like, you know, I thought I was doing something big, but he kind of did this already.
It's how Obi's house started because there was nothing to do, kind of like club quarantine. So I was home, I set up my rig and started playing, and people tuned in. Everybody tuned in, at least within Nigeria. And everybody, we used that as a way to check in with each other during COVID. You know, the comments were going crazy. We're acting like we're in the club. Oh, send a bottle to this person.
Oh,
call the waitress.
God, that is hilarious.
Yeah, we had the whole thing going on. So
Black people gonna party. Okay, Black people gonna party. We gonna find us a way, ain't we?
I love that.
All right, so I love talking to you. I can talk to you forever. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Tell the people where they can follow you and stay tapped in, and just follow your continued on journey. You've already accomplished so much, but how can they stay connected with you?
So follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or X, YouTube, and everything. DJ Obi on deck. DJ Obi on deck.
Please put that at the bottom of the screen. DJ Obi on deck.
Hit me up.
Have Snap?
Yes, same thing on Snapchat as well.
Do you have TikTok?
Yes, same.
Same thing.
Same
so
thing
every single platform,
yeah.
It's DJ Obi on deck.
Right. And then this summer I might be in your city, so look out for that. I'm going on tour. I'm on tour right now, but I'll be on tour the entire year. It's crazy.
The whole year. Until December.
Until December.
We're taking it back home.
Until December, we take it back to home base.
Yes.
And so while we're on tour, we're inviting everybody to come back in December. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the whole crew, make sure you guys come check us.
You guys, y'all ready to go to Dirty December?
Dirty December in Lagos, we'll make it happen.
I was thinking about, well, I'm going to go, like I told you, again in April, but I was thinking about doing December and then transitioning into Dubai for the New Year.
For New Year's, perfect.
Yeah, I did it this past year. I didn't do the Lagos, but I just did Dubai for the week and a half, and it was beautiful, of course. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking I'm going to be tired as hell, you know.
It's a lot of flying, but the connecting.
Auntie gets sleepy.
So you got to prep for it. Now that you know you're going to do it, just start prepping for it. I don't know how you prep for it, but just try and stay up every now and then.
Right. Try to get adjusted to the time.
Yeah, I mean, try and stay up every now and then. But the flight-wise, that would make sense because then you could connect in Dubai coming to Nigeria and then on your way back just stay in Dubai for New Year's. And come back into the States. So, yeah. It works.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that.
Yeah,
we'll
amazing.
See what the team has planned.
The team got you. I trust them.
This is why I love these conversations. We don't just talk music. We talk legacy.
Yeah.
We talk culture. And DJ Obi is out here making history. Make sure you guys follow him. Stay tuned for what's next. And, of course, catch us next time on Cited, where the real ones pull up and get into it.
Amazing.
Thank you, Obi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yay!